जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभवा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन बल्लभवा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभवा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभवा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभवा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kishor Kishori Jaya, Kishor Kishori Jaya, Kishor Kishori Jaya, Kishor Kishori. Jaya Jagatnatha, Jagatnatha, Baladeva Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramhansa Parivajak Acharya Shruta Shatra Shri Srimati's Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees All glories, all glories, all glories to Guru and Gauranga नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जये मुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 2 वर्स नंबर 33 विच इज द लास्ट वर्स ऑफ दिस चैप्टर। Please repeat after me. या कश्चनेषु बलिनो नातु गृहात् या कश्चनेषु बलिनो अन्तर्करोगात् प्रचण्ड वेगात् अभिदवत्तु भृशम् भीतं परंपनं परिपति अद्भयान् मृत्यु प्राद्युति रनाम तम इमहि। या कश्चनेषो बलिनो अन्तोकरागत् प्रचण्ड वेगात् अभिद्वतो वृषम् भीतं प्रापनं प्रपिति यद्भयान् मृत्यु प्राद्वति अरनाम तम इमहि। या कश्चनेषो बलिनो अन्तःकरोगात् प्रचण्ड वेगात् अभिद्वतो वृषम् भीतं प्रापणं परिपति यद्भयान् मृत्यु प्राद्वति अरनाम तम इमहि। प्रचंड वेगात अभिद्वतो वृषम् भीतं प्रापणं प्रपिपाति यद्भयान् मृत्यु प्राद्वति अरनाम तम इमहि। या कश्चनेषो बलिनो न तुर्गात् प्रचण्ड वेगात् अभिद्वतो वृषम् भीतं प्रापणं परिपाति यद्भयान् मृत्यु प्राद्वति अरनाम तम इमहि। या कश्चनेषो बलिनो न तर्कोरगात् प्रचण्ड वेगात् अभिद्वतो वृषम् भीतं प्रपणं परिपाति यद्भयान् मृत्यु प्रदवाती यरनाम तमिमाहि। माताजी या कश्नेशो बलिनों तकुरगा प्रचंड विघात विद्वतो भृशम भीतं प्रपणां परिपाति यद्भयात् मृत्यु प्रादुवाति अरनाम तम इमाहि। या ही हु द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड कश्चन समवन इसा द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर बलीना वेरी पावरफुल अंतका उरगाद from the great serpent of time which brings death prachanda vegat whose force is fearful abhi dvatva who is chasing Bhrisham endlessly every hour and every minute Bhitam, one who is afraid of death. Prapanam, who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Paripati, he protects Yad Bhayat from fear of the Lord. Mrityu, death itself. Radhavati runs away, Aranam, the actual shelter of everyone. Tam, unto him, Imahi, I surrender or take shelter. Translations and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly not known to everyone, but He is very powerful and influential. Therefore, although the serpent of eternal time, which is fearful in force, endlessly chases everyone, ready to swallow him, if one who fears this serpent seeks shelter of the Lord gives him protection. For even death runs away in fear of the Lord. I therefore surrender unto Him, the great and powerful Supreme Authority, who is the actual shelter of everyone. Purport. One who is intelligent understands that there is a great and supreme authority above everything. That great authority appears in different incarnations to save the innocent from disturbances. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Paritrananya Sadhunam Vinashaya Cha Dushkritam. The Lord appears in His various incarnations for two purposes, to annihilate the Duskriti, the sinful, and to protect His devotees. The king of the elephants decided to surrender unto Him. This is intelligent. One must know that great Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto Him. The Lord comes personally to instruct us how to be happy, and only fools and rascals do not see by intelligence this Supreme Authority, the Supreme Person. In Shruti Mantra, it is said, Bhishmamadvata pavate bhishodeti suryaha. विशाश्माद् अग्निश्चंद्राश्च मृत्युर्धावति पञ्चमः। It is out of fear of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the wind is blowing, that the sun is distributing heat and light, and that death is chasing everyone. Thus, there is a Supreme Controller, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 10. Maya मयाध्यात्मस्नेन प्रकृति सुयते सचा रचासम सुचे सुयते सचा रचाचरम. दिस मेटीरियल मैनिफेस्टेशन इज वर्किंग सो वेल बिकॉज ऑफ द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर. एनी इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन देयरफॉर कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट देयर इज अ सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर. फर्दर मोर द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर हिमसेल्फ appears as Lord Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as Lord Ramchandra to give us instructions and to show us by example how to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet, those who are Duskriti, the lowest of men, do not surrender. Namam Duskritino Mudha Prapadayante Narada Maha. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord clearly says, Mrityu Sarva Harashyaham, I am all devouring death. Thus, Mrityu or death is the representative who takes everything away from the living entity who has accepted a material body. No one can say, I do not fear death. This is a false proposition. Everyone fears death. However, one who seeks shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be saved from death. One may argue, does the devotee not die? The answer is that a devotee certainly must give up his body, for this body is material. The difference is, however, that for one who surrenders to Krishna fully and who is protected by Krishna, the present body is his last. He will not again receive a material body or be subjected to death. This is assured in Bhagavad Gita, Tyaktva Deham Punarjanma Neti Mam Iti Suarjuna. A devotee, after giving up his body, does not accept a material body, but returns home, back to Godhead. We are always in danger because at any moment, death can take place. It is not that only Gajendra, the king of the elephants, was afraid of death. Everyone should fear death because everyone is caught by the crocodile of eternal time and may die at any moment. The best course, therefore, is to seek shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and be saved from the struggle for existence in this material world, in which one repeatedly takes birth and dies. To reach this understanding is the ultimate goal of life. Thus end the Bhakti Vedanta purports of the 8th canto, 2nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Elephant Gajendra's Crisis. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayayivacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. आई विल रीड द ट्रांसलेशन वन मोर टाइम. द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इज सर्टेनली नॉट नोन टू एवरीवन, but he is very powerful and influential. Therefore, although the serpent of eternal time, which is fearful in force, endlessly chases everyone, ready to swallow him, if one who fears this serpent seeks shelter of the Lord gives him protection. For even death runs away in fear of the Lord. I therefore surrender unto him. The great and powerful supreme authority, who is the actual shelter of everyone. So we have been reading about how the king of elephants, Gajendra, is who was playing in a lake with other associates, with other members of his herd, was caught. His leg was caught by crocodile, and how the struggle is taking place. And eventually, after The Gajendra realized that on his own or with the help of his family members or friends, he cannot save himself from the crocodile or eventually the death. He takes the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, in our environment, in our material environment, often the very existence of God is questioned. We come across people every now and then who ask you this question. I'm sure everybody, every one of you must have been asked at some stage or the other that, does the God really exist? Or, I do not believe that there is a God. So what do you say in such situations? If you are asked this question, what is your answer? It's the question. Yes.
He has two analogies. One is he'll ask someone, have you ever been to India? Have you ever seen India? And they will say, no, I've never. And he'll say, does that mean India does not exist? And so he kind of turns the question and has them contemplate it on their own. And another one, he says, a person with cataract of the eye, they cannot see properly. So after they cure that disease of cataract, then they can see clearly. And he gives this analogy to mean that though God appears not to exist, not because he does not exist, but because we do not have the eyes to see see him.
That's correct. Very good. Thank you. Anybody else? You go out for Sankirtan, you meet people on the street, sometimes discussions are taking place. So what do you tell them when they ask about existence of God?
I usually try to at least get them to admit that there's like a higher authority than yourself, that we're a part of something like that's bigger than us, just to like get that like link between like not all the way to the Supreme Personality, but that there's like the Supreme Controller, like a higher intelligence that designed everything. Like you can explain, like, look at these trees, look at this, like this just happens out of randomness, or is there an intelligence behind it? Supreme authority.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody else would like to share experience? Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport that this material manifestation is working so well because of the Supreme Controller. So this is what you also try to convey to them. So we know that they are so many planets in the universe, and they are all moving, they are all rotating. Is there anybody controlling them? Do we see anybody sitting in a control room, you know, with very highly sophisticated machines and seeing that, you know, the revolutions and the rotation is going on smoothly and there is no collision or crash? We see so many aircrafts flying. Chicago is one of the busiest airports in the world. But if you go to the air traffic control of any airport, what to talk of Chicago, you know, it's very easy to go crazy. And I was once reading several years ago that most of the people who work in air traffic control, they end up in a asylum because they really go crazy. It's such a tough job. So imagine when we have few hundreds of aircrafts flying, we need so many people to make sure that they are not, you know, colliding into each other. And when we have so many thousands of planets in different universes rotating, they're all moving smoothly. Nobody's bothered. Have you ever bothered that, oh, tomorrow we may collide with another planet? We don't bother about it because we know it is not going to happen. So somebody who is controlling all these movements exists. Okay, there is somebody who is controlling the movement of all these planets. So he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I would like to share with you a little, example which His Holiness Badrinarayan Maharaj, he shared with us. he was once traveling on a flight, and you know, he happened to sit next to a young man who, and they entered into a conversation. And this topic came that the young man said, you know, does the God really exist? I do not believe that. So Badrinarayan Maharaj asked him that, what do you do? You know, what is your profession? And this young gentleman was an aeronautical engineer. So Maharaj asked him, what do you do as such? So he said, this aircraft in which we are traveling, I manufactured it, you know, I was part of that. So Maharaj said, are you the only one involved in making of this aircraft? So he said, no, we had such a big team. We had, you know, several engineers, we had technicians, we had computer experts, we had, you know, so many fields are involved, so many professionals are involved in making of an aircraft. So we all work as a team and then we make this aircraft. And he says, what would be probably the weight of the aircraft when it is fully loaded and it takes off? So generally speaking, the weight of the largest aircraft, which is still Boeing 747, is about, when it is fully loaded, is about 5,000 tons. So he said, have you ever thought what is the weight of Earth? So he said, no. He said, Earth is several million times heavier than this aircraft. And how much your aircraft will go? You know, you have put so much of fuel in it, you have a pilot, you have a co-pilot, you have a flight engineer, and they are all trying to manage this machine. And how long it will go for? You know, how long it can fly for? So he said, maybe 10 hours, 12 hours, maximum 14 hours or 15 hours, not more than that. And he says, you know, this Earth is going on for so many years. So there's nobody there filling up the fuel every now and then. It is going on. So have you ever thought that the person, you need a pilot, you need a commander to fly this aircraft. So the pilot who is managing the movement of this Earth must be a super guy. And he says, yeah, probably you are right. So he said, the super guy is the God. So that is then, you know, way of explaining. I'm sure there are several other ways, the way which we can adopt to explain to a person about the existence of God. But this is very, very important that people realize that there is God. Only then they will try to know about Him. They will try to hear about Him. Now, in this particular text, when we are reading it, it says in purport, Srila Prabhupada says that, although the serpent of eternal time, which is fearful in force, endlessly chases everyone, ready to swallow him. So, what Prabhupada says in purport is this, he is talking about death. Anybody who has taken birth is going to die. So, I was just thinking about it when I was reading this last night, that when we go for several, you know, before I joined ISKCON and I used to go for some spiritual discourses, people very rarely talk about death so much. And even in general, you know, we do not discuss death. Like you are eating dinner with your family or your friends, you do not talk about death. It's only in ISKCON that we talk about death so much. We really, there's hardly any discussion which doesn't, you know, talk about death as such. Why do we talk about death so much? Because, first of all, it is the reality of life. So Prabhupada says very clearly, as sure as death. Death is as sure as death. So anybody who has taken birth is going to die. And secondly, if we know about death, if we hear about death, and if we want to know what is going to happen to us after we die, we will learn how to live properly. We are all living, but Prabhupada says, majority of the people are living like
cats and dogs. But there are only few fortunate ones who came in contact with devotees. They heard about death and then they developed a desire to learn how I can live properly so that I can die properly and my next life I can have a better life. So Prabhupada says that in this material world, because people are so afraid of death, they just simply want to don't talk about it and they ignore it. So he gives an analogy of a bird, a pigeon. So you know, pigeon is a favorite food for cat. Mouse, of course, is also there, but pigeon, you know, cat really enjoys trying to pounce on a pigeon because there is a little bit of a, you know, challenge there. So the pigeon is afraid of cat as well, and when he it sees a cat, it closes its eyes, it shuts its eyes, and when the pigeon shuts its eyes, it feels that there is no cat around me. So this is how most of the ignorant people in the material world, you know, think of death. Oh, you know, if I ignore death, it is not going to happen. Everybody else is going to die, but nothing is going to happen to me. That is the mentality with which we live. So if, or most of the people in this world live. So if they are living with this kind of a mentality, obviously, they are not making any further inquiries, and they are still continuing to be in ignorance. So, Srila Prabhupada says further in the purport that the mrityu or death is the representative who takes everything away from the living entity who has accepted a material body. That's another important point, because Srila Prabhupada says that most of time we are taking shelter of our family members, we are taking shelter of the possessions which we have, we are, you know, relying on all these possessions of ours, and we feel that they are going to protect us. Whereas in Bhagavad Gita, it is says, Mrityu Sarva Harasyaham. When the death would come, it will take all and every possession which we have with us. Then, in the subsequent discussion here in the purport, Prabhupada talks about a question which would naturally arise, that does the devotee not die? So the answer is yes. Everybody, we are talking about it, that everybody who has taken birth or has acquired a material body is going to leave this body at some stage. Sooner or later, everybody is going to leave this body. But for a devotee who has taken the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he or she is not going to take birth again. So, some time ago when I was reading Bhagavad Gita on this similar topic, so a thought came to me that how can one avoid death? So I'm sure you must have also at some stage thought of this question. And the answer is very simple, and somehow it came to my mind quickly. And the in my opinion, the answer is we can avoid death by not taking birth. If we are not born, we are not going to die. So how can we avoid that? How we can get out of the cycle of birth and death? And that is what Srila Prabhupada has explained in this purport. He says, an intelligent person takes the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as was done by Gajendra himself. So he says, Prabhupada is saying that after giving up his a devotee, after giving up his body, does not accept a material body again, but returns home back to Godhead. So our scientists, so many other personalities, spiritual personalities, yogis, they try to conquer death. That somehow I should become, you know, even great, I shouldn't say great personalities, but yes, in a way they were great personalities. They were very, very powerful personalities like Hiranyakashipu or Raman, etc. And they felt that, you know, they are invincible. They, nothing will happen to them. They are not going to die. But even such, you know, powerful personalities had to die. So what to talk of ordinary human beings? We are all going to die. And if we follow the right path, if we develop a taste for a devotional service unto the Lord, then we will be encouraged to serve their Lordship. We will be encouraged, and that is going to help us at the time of our death. So I was just thinking that we are in this environment where we have abundance of services available to us. Sometimes we may not even like it, you know. You are asked to do a particular service and you say, oh, I have to chant my round, I have to prepare for my Bhakti Shastri exam, and now Prabhu is asking me to wash pots, or he's asking me to do something else. So it's such a service, such an opportunity comes to us if we are very, very fortunate. We are praying every day in the mornings when we are doing our japa. What is our japa? We are praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to engage us in His service. And He heard our prayers. He is very compassionate and He is very kind. And He heard our prayers, and an opportunity comes. I can share with you a very nice example. So, you know, people are chanting here and very sincerely chanting, and their prayer was immediately heard. So I come to the devotee and say, Prabhu, we need your help. Can you come and help us with this? And the answer is immediately, Prabhu, I'm chanting. So now, on one hand, we are praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to engage us in His service. And on the other hand, when the opportunity comes, we shy away from it. So if an opportunity is coming to us, it is Krishna sent, it is God sent, and we shouldn't let it go so easily. There are instances when we may not be able to do certain services, but under normal circumstances, one should take up those services willingly, one should take up the services sincerely, and that is really going to help us in making progress in our devotional life. And when we are talking of taking the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have been discussing this earlier also, that how do I take the shelter of somebody? By serving him. If I serve a particular person or a particular personality, I am under his protection. And if we are under protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we are assured that we are not really going to be entangled in this cycle of birth and death over and over again. We will go back to Godhead, and there we will be together with other fortunate souls, will be engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. So I would like to stop here and invite discussion, questions. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I have a question related to what you're talking about. In the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Action and Krishna Consciousness, Krishna says that devotional service is as good as jnana, in which someone intellectually comes to the conclusion of the Supreme Lord. Yet my doubt is that it seems that through devotional service, people will come to this intellectual understanding that the Supreme Lord exists and my natural constitutional position is to serve him. Yet, it does not, my doubt is, it does not appear that people are able to really come to that conclusion that my position is to serve the Supreme Lord through intellectual sort of inquiry. Mm-hmm. Can you?
Yeah, I'll try to answer this question. So Arjun asked this question in Bhagavad Gita that, you know, you have explained to me what one should do, what a human being should do for better prospects. Let me put it that way. You know, when you are in a job, when you are working somewhere, you want to make progress in your job, correct? So you would like to do things which will please your boss, which will show you as an efficient employee, correct? This is what we all strive to do. So Arjun says that when you have explained everything so nicely and people read about it, people hear about it, still they don't engage in this. So why is it that? So this is the result of our anarthas, the anarthas which we are carrying, you know, in our heart over several thousands of lifetimes. It takes time to get rid of them. And Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Chaitanya says, that by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that dust starts slowly going away. You gave that example. The dust is going away, and slowly when our heart is cleansed, we can chant properly. And then we will realize that what is the true goal of our life and how we can achieve that. Yes,
Hare Krishna. I just wanted to add something. Mm-hmm. This is from the Life Comes From Life book. It was recorded on May 3rd, 1973 on the shores of the Pacific Ocean near Los Angeles. I'm sure the Prabhupada is accompanied by Dr. Singh and Brahmananda Swami. It's called The Invisible Pilot. Srila Prabhupada starts it and he says, almost everyone in the world is under the false impression that life is born from matter. And during the walk he says, this is to your point about the airplane. Mm-hmm. He says, everything works on the basis of this living force. This is the Pacific Ocean, and these high waves are being manipulated by a living force. This airplane, Srila Prabhupada gestures toward a passing aircraft, is flying, but is it flying undirected? Dr. Singh says, someone is directing it. Srila Prabhupada, yes, everything is working under someone's direction. Why did these rascal scientists deny this? The airplane is a big machine, but it is flying under the direction of a small spiritual spark, the pilot. Scientists cannot prove that this big 747 airplane could fly without the small spiritual spark. So as a small spiritual spark can direct a large plane, the big spiritual spark directs the whole cosmic manifestation.
Thank you. There is another interesting one, and Prabhu, one has to be really fortunate to get the mercy of the Lord, which can come in any shape. We may not even expect it. And we say that the association of devotees is a very, very good example of it. So I was hearing, and this speaker says that it is like, you know, a radio station is playing the program, correct? The waves are there. It's only few who will tune into that station. And those who will tune into that station will hear that message. For all others, it practically did not exist. So same way, we are very, very fortunate that we came in contact with the devotees, where we are tuned to that station, where we are getting the message of the Lord, we are hearing about the Lord, and inspired to serve and, you know, make progress in our devotional life. Any other? Yes, Lochan Prabhu.
Thank you for the class, Prabhu. People are afraid of death. It's very fearful because you see death all the time, and it makes you very afraid. So And for the devotees, you know, we get into this state of mind of, you know, that Krishna's going to save us, you know, at the time of death. But ordinary people, they're always afraid of death, you know. So how can you ease that pain or fear? How can you ease that fear? There's so much death around us, you know, especially in the neighborhoods, the young people killing each other and stuff. And so, you know, people just looking at it like, hey, it's an ordinary thing, you know. But and deep down inside, they're really scared. They're really afraid of what they see. So, you know, how can you, you know, ease that fear, you know, of death, you know, that people have?
So Prabhupada says here in the purport also, and we hear him, that even death personified is scared of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if anybody who accepts that there is a Supreme Controller, there is a controller who is responsible for the affairs of the entire universe, then it will be easy for him to understand and realize this. I will give you an example. Prabhupada also explains that in a big organization, there are several departments, and each department has a, you know, supervisor or a manager, and there are several people working under that, under him or her. And they are all working under the supreme, under the direction of the CEO or the president of the organization. So if we are trying to, we can use that same analogy that Yamraj, the superintendent of death, is working under the supervision or under the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, obviously, Yamraj, when he's dealing with us, will be careful. You know the boss, so he has to be careful. So that way, we will be able to... We have to first of all realize that there is Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is some Supreme Controller, and he is the ultimate controller, and he is only going to save us. And this is even those who do not believe in God. If you enter into a, you know, kind of one-to-one discussion with them, they realize and they admit it, that there are so many doubts in their heart which needs to be clarified. And once they are clarified, then they realize what it means. I can share with you my personal experience. And I was once here in the temple, and there was a gentleman, very smartly dressed in, you know, nice suit with tie and everything. And he was just kind of moving around in the temple. So I saw him that he was here for the very first time. So I went to him and asked him that, are you here for the first time? Do you have any questions? Can I help you with something? So he said yes, he has been here for the very first time. And, you know, he was from the church. And he had an active role in the church. He was the director of their orchestra. And he says, but I have so many questions for which in Christianity I was not able to find the answers. So I'm looking for those answers, and that's what brings me here. So I said, well, I may not have answers to your questions, but I can certainly, you know, connect you with other devotees who might be able to help you. Then I introduced him to our temple president, and later on, he stayed here in the temple, became a good devotee. He served, did marvelous services here, and then he because of health reasons, he had to move to Phoenix. You all know him, Gadadhar Prabhu, Glenn Prabhu. At least you new people may not know, but Jitendra Prabhu, and you would also know him, that he was here, and he was a very nice devotee. And later on, he once I was talking to him when he had been here for some time, and then he said that, you know, the questions which he had and which were not answered for ever when he heard about Krishna and heard Srimad Bhagavatam classes here, all those doubts were cleared for him. So we have to take the opportunity to, depends on your relationship with the person involved, you can accordingly explain what it means. Any other comments or additions? Okay. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.